Hey everyone, we're diving into the future of retail today. It's something you all seem really curious about, especially with Tesla's Optimus robot, making headlines and all.
Yeah, it feels like robots are everywhere these days.
Right. And we found this article from Multimedia Plus, The Human Connection in Retail, Why Robots Can't Replace Empathy. I mean, is it really game over for us humans?
Well, the article makes a good point that robots are already pretty amazing at some things in retail. Like, imagine a 20% boost in efficiency just from using them, let's say, for inventory management.
Whoa, 20%, that's huge.
It is. Think about it. No more waiting around for an employee to come back from the stockroom to see if they have, like, your size.
Oh my gosh, the struggle is real. I can't tell you how many times I've wandered around a store totally lost, just waiting for someone to reappear with my size.
Exactly. And the article really hones in on younger shoppers. You know, the tech-savvy ones, they actually seem to prefer that. Like, speed and accuracy, instant information. Makes sense, right?
Totally. Especially for those of us who already know what we want. Get in, get out, no fuss.
Exactly. For those shoppers, a robot that can pull up specs, maybe compare models, even suggest, like, compatible accessories based on your purchase history. That's a dream come true.
I can see the appeal. But this article isn't just about, robots being faster. It's about empathy.
Mm.
Can robots really, like, replace that human touch? What do you think?
Yeah, it's kind of like, that feeling when you're in a store and you're like, I need something.
Mm-hmm. You just can't quite, like, put your finger on it.
Exactly. So are robots really up to that?
It's tricky. The article talks about how empathy in retail isn't just about, smiling and greeting everyone. It's more about really understanding what a customer needs, even when they might not even know how to explain it themselves.
Okay, so how do you teach a robot that? That's the million-dollar question. The article gives this example of a customer, like, kind of just lingering in a store looking lost. A good salesperson would pick up on that, maybe their hesitation, their body language, and kind of gently guide them, like start a conversation, ask the right questions.
Oh, yeah. And suddenly you realize what you actually need.
Exactly. But a robot, with the tech we have right now, they probably just miss all those subtle cues.
It's true. Like, I remember this one time I was trying to buy running shoes. Totally overwhelming how many choices there
yeah.
are, right? And the salesperson, they just somehow got it. I didn't even have to explain much.
You just knew.
They asked about my, running style, if I had any problems, listened more than any other salesperson ever. It was amazing.
And that's what's so powerful about that, right? It wasn't just about selling a pair of shoes. It was about creating an experience, building a relationship. I mean, that's what turns shoppers into loyal customers.
Makes you think, in a world of, online shopping and instant gratification and all that, maybe that need for connection just becomes even more important.
I think so. The article even touches on how that need for connection, it goes beyond just the initial sale. Think yeah. about customer service, Ever had a really frustrating experience where the company just made everything worse?
Oh, tell me about it. Some companies, it's like they don't actually want your business.
It's true. And that's where the article makes this really interesting point. Imagine, right, you're dealing with a return or like a tech issue, something frustrating.
The worst.
Would you rather like go back and forth with a chatbot, the kind that just throws generic answers at you?
Been there.
Or talk to a real person who actually gets what you're going through?
Okay, that's not even a question. I'd honestly pay extra to talk to a human at this point.
And the article highlights that, how powerful those human interactions can be, turning a negative into a positive. Like, a human can say, hey, I'm really sorry, and actually mean it. They can go above and beyond to make things right. And robots.
Not so much.
Not so much. It makes a difference.
It really does. In fact, I had this experience recently, this small online store. The item I ordered, it arrived damaged. And I was like, oh no, here we go.
Yeah, you brace yourself for the customer service battle.
Exactly. But they were so great. It was incredible. They responded to my email, like, right away, apologized, and they even threw in a little free gift with the replacement. I was like, okay, I'm impressed.
See, and that's exactly what the article is getting at. Retail, it's about the experience. Yeah, we need to buy things, but we also want to feel valued, heard. Like, we're not just numbers.
We're people.
Exactly. Even think about it, like luxury goods. Someone buying a fancy watch or a designer bag, they're not just there for the information a robot could give them.
They want the whole experience.
Right, the personal touch. It's like, I'm special, I'm being taken care of. Robots can't replicate that. So if we're thinking about the future of retail, it's not really robots versus humans.
More like how they work together.
Exactly. Like, imagine robots doing all the, like, routine stuff,
yeah.
inventory, returns, maybe even some basic customer service questions.
Makes sense.
And that frees up the humans for the really important stuff, the relationship building.
I like it.
And that's where those training programs the article talks about, things like insight, that becomes so important. It's about taking those uniquely human skills, the empathy, communication, and like really making sure those are top notch.
So we can all be super empathy salespeople of the future.
Exactly. So listeners, picture this. A retail world with the efficiency of robots and that genuine human connection we all crave. That's the sweet spot. And it kind of makes you wonder, as tech keeps getting more and more advanced, what will we value most about those shopping experiences in the future? Something to think about, right?
Definitely food for thought. And that's a wrap on today's deep dive. We'll catch you next time.